West of the Mississippi River, across the American heartland, nuclear missiles have long been hidden in farmers' fields like razors in a loaf of bread. That disturbing metaphor drew about 50 Midwesterners together in the summer of 1988 to talk and pray about the nuclear missiles in their midst. In recent years, more than a dozen nuclear abolitionists had entered the sites of the buried silos across several states and had gone to jail, including Plowshares activists who had damaged the silo lids and above-ground instruments. And these protests were not just symbolic. With every action at a silo, even simple trespass, that missile is taken offline, if only temporarily. Sam Day, one of the organizers of the retreat, told some of their story for a book he edited in 1989 entitled Prisoners on Purpose, A Peacemaker's Guide to Jails and Prisons. Over a long weekend in Milwaukee with a vision of broadening participation in nonviolent direct actions at the silos, the group engaged with the philosophical and tactical issues of resistance. They role-played possible scenarios, from the action itself through arrest, jail, trial, and imprisonment, and they emerged with a plan to touch the nation's conscience by putting protesters on top of multiple nuclear missile silos. They called it the Missouri Peace Planting 88. And their plan marked a significant escalation in the numbers of people involved, in the breadth of preparation, and in the openness of its summons to nonviolent resistance. At dawn on Monday, August 15th, a caravan of cars drove south from Kansas City, dropping off teams of activists and observers at missile launch sites across three counties. At precisely 7 a.m., all the peace planters went to work. Some scaled fences and others cut padlocks on the gates, and within minutes, 14 activists stood directly above 10 different Minuteman II missile silos. They reclaimed the land for peace. They planted seeds, hung banners, and left personal artifacts and family photos. At one silo, a white-haired grandmother climbed the fence as television and still cameras recorded the scene. And at another launch site, Sam Day, dressed as a clown, strolled onto the silo lid and tied balloons to the instruments. Alerted by remote sensors, Air Force security teams scrambled to each site. The peace planters were all soon arrested, along with a few of their support people. They were taken to the county jails and released later that day. The Air Force was caught unprepared, and they chose not to prosecute, deciding instead to issue letters warning the offenders not to do it again. But their plan was to persist. The very next day, Tuesday, six of the 14 returned to the silo numbered C-11 where they held a prayer vigil. After a tense but peaceful standoff with Air Force security, they were again arrested, given a second ban and bar letter, and released. On Wednesday, five repeaters and four other resistors returned, this time to silo N2, where the scene played out again. And on Friday, the peace planters held a press conference on the steps of the Kansas City Federal Courthouse, where they declared their intention to continue the campaign, and nine of them ceremoniously burned the ban and bar letters they had received. Dwayne Bean and Kathy Kelly were arrested again at silo M8 on August 24th. And again released with just a warning. On August 28th, these two returned with two more women, cut the locks, and entered yet another silo. Well, now the feds changed their tune. Bean and Kelly were jailed on charges of trespass and destruction of property until their arraignment 10 days later. And in short order, 15 peace planters faced federal charges, some for as many as five consecutive actions. Their trials began that fall, and by the following July, a year after that weekend retreat in Milwaukee, all but one of the Missouri peace planters had been convicted, fined, and locked up. Many had refused probation. Each of them were or would be serving time in jail or federal prison. And the last of the group would eventually serve 2 months in jail. Most served the maximum 6-month sentence for trespass, and a few were imprisoned for 12 to 26 months of consecutive terms for multiple arrests and charges. And those buried nuclear missiles? The Air Force recently began silo upgrades intending to replace the Minutemen with the new Sentinel ICBMs. Maybe it's time to be planting some more peace before all these new nuclear missiles take root. This has been Jack Cohen-Joppa for Nuclear Hot Seat, with another story for you from the Nuclear Resistor Archives to inspire your activism today.